At a few minutes before 7, we are about 5 hours away from the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in Washington. Joining us right now to talk about it live is Massachusetts Congresswoman, Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to us on this momentous day for so many people.
Good morning, Bob. It is good to be with you on Inauguration Day.
Many of today's events, Congresswoman, will be virtual due to security and COVID concerns. So where will you be watching from?
I will be at the Capitol. I am fortunate to get to witness history up close, and I'm excited and feeling the optimism that this is the dawn of a new day. And that President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are going to be guided by hope and healing and truth and science and integrity. And it is going to be exciting to be there to witness it in person.
In terms of the inauguration itself, what are you most looking forward to?
You know, I think it is going to be very exciting to see Kamala Harris sworn in as the first woman vice president. It really is, with everything that has been going on, I am looking forward to really letting that sink in, this historic moment, not only for women, but for everyone in the country, that a woman of color is taking this office, breaking this barrier, and at such a time for women, where one in four women are being pushed out of the workforce, it's a powerful reminder that representation matters. And so that's going to be a moment for me that I'm really looking forward to.
I have to ask, Washington is, of course, looking a bit like an armed camp at this moment, with thousands of National Guard soldiers on duty. Does that, from your point of view, detract from the pomp of the day? And are you worried about the possibility of unrest?
You know, we are doing everything possible to protect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, our members of Congress, our guests, our Capitol, and most importantly, a peaceful transition of power. And I wish that this inauguration was like so many of our others, where the public can come and celebrate, where there is an air of hope and optimism and celebration, instead of one that has been cast with the shadow of fear. But we are going to do everything we can today to show that we are choosing democracy. We are choosing to move forward with our eyes on meeting the challenges of the American people. And we're going to do it safely. And while it is not what we would have planned or chosen, we are going to make sure that this peaceful transition takes place and that it's done securely.
Let me ask about Joe Biden's priorities. Out of the box, number one is the pandemic and getting the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan passed. You know there will be GOP opposition to the price tag. We already know that. What, from your point of view, is not negotiable in it? And do you think there will need to be compromises that may reduce its scope?
You know, I think that Joe Biden has the exact right focus. He is going to aim to have 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days. Dr. Fauci has told us this is eminently doable, and we have to. We have to make the health of the American people the top priority. And, you know, yesterday was a very grim milestone with over 400,000 Americans who have lost their lives. And now we have a pandemic that each day is taking as many American lives as Americans who died on 9/11. So this is the work that we have to do. And yes, I am sure there will be GOP opposition. I am sure we will have to work for compromise. But what we cannot compromise on is doing everything we have within the power of the federal government to make sure that our policies, our work is focused on meeting the challenge of this pandemic, of meeting the challenge of racial injustice, and meeting the challenge of climate change. All of which.
All right, let me interrupt you there, because I do want to ask you one more question, because it's an important question. Do you think an even tougher sell for many Republicans will be the new Biden-Harris immigration plan, which is coming out today on day one, offering a path to citizenship for millions of Americans in the U.S. illegally?
You know, I think that this sweeping immigration proposal is just what we need. And I think that Joe Biden is showing us out of the gate that he is going to be doing everything he can to get straight to work and to reverse the damage of the Trump presidency over the last 4 years. And that a bold immigration plan sends a strong message of values and of that we understand that this is one of the key areas that we have to look at. And, you know, it's going to be right up there today with rejoining the Paris Climate Accord and reversing the Muslim ban and rejoining the World Health Organization. All of this is about putting the focus back on meeting the challenge for the American people. And I am looking forward to working with this administration to make sure that people at home, the people in my district and across the country, get the help that they need in this very difficult time.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, Assistant Speaker of the House, thank you so very much for joining us on this day, Inauguration Day. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Bob.